Welcome to another deep dive. So today we're going to get into something I bet you use every day, but probably don't think about too much.
And what's that?
Toilet paper.
Ah, the hidden history of everyday essentials. I love it.
Exactly. You know, we actually got this really fascinating blog post sent to us by Michelle.
Oh, yeah. What's it called again?
It's called Toilet Paper, Then and Now, and it's all about her experiences growing up in New Zealand in the 60s and 70s.
Interesting. So, what was toilet paper like back then?
Well, she makes a point of saying that back then it wasn't even called toilet tissue, it was just toilet paper.
It's interesting how a small change in wording can reflect a larger shift in how people thought about something, like bathroom hygiene.
Yeah, and what's funny is she describes the toilet paper of our youth as being much tougher, even though the newer toilet tissue was supposed to be an improvement.
Huh. That makes me wonder, was that a global trend or just a New Zealand thing?
Right, like what was going on with paper manufacturing back then?
It really makes you think how trends in papermaking and even just ideas about hygiene were so different, even just a few decades ago.
Yeah, for sure. And speaking of different, Michelle talks about all these different toilet paper options, and I use that term loosely. Like she even talks about using dock leaves when she was a kid, playing outside.
You mean like as toilet paper?
Yep, apparently her dad taught her that one.
Wow, talk about resourceful. It's a good thing she had a knowledgeable dad.
Right. And get this. On the other end of the spectrum, she talks about her grandmother's house. They had this toilet paper that was like super shiny and basically impossible to
Oh,
use.
yeah, I remember that stuff. That's like it's designed to repel water.
Yes, she describes it as non-porous, almost like thick brown greaseproof paper.
Thinking about it, that was probably just because of the papermaking technology back then, right?
Yeah, it must have been a much more basic process. Nothing like the soft multiply stuff we have today.
Imagine if all we had was that old, scratchy stuff. Can you imagine?
I can't even imagine. She actually says she would have to like scrunch it up to try and get it to be less smooth and shiny before it would even work.
That's hilarious. I mean, it really shows how much our standards for comfort have changed.
Totally. So then she talks about this other kind of toilet paper that was pretty common when she was growing up. It sounds kind of like what we might think of as a basic jumbo roll today, thicker and more absorbent, but still not exactly luxurious.
Interesting. And did she say anything about the rolls themselves? Were they different too?
Yeah, she says they seem to last a lot longer, like the rolls were just bigger and more tightly wound or something.
That makes sense if you think about the general mindset after World War II. Resources were more precious. People were more focused on making things last. Frugality was a way of life,
That's a good point. Especially when you consider what she says about her dad. Apparently, he was really big on rationing toilet paper. Like, he even made this whole contraption for their toilet paper roll that would only let you pull out a couple of sheets at a time.
Wow, that's dedication. That's a great story, though. It really captures the whole feeling of that time.
I know. And it gets even better. Okay. So she talks about how the glue they used back then to stick the first sheet to the roll was like industrial strength.
Oh man, I remember that. Every time you started a new roll, it was like a battle to get the first few sheets off without ripping them.
Exactly. I'm starting to think there were some serious downsides to that good old days toilet paper.
Totally. But it's funny how, even with all the little struggles, Michelle's post still has this kind of nostalgic feeling to it. She almost misses it in a way.
It makes you wonder, is it really about the toilet paper itself, or is it more about what it
All
represents?
right.
Like maybe it's really about simpler times or something.
Yeah, totally. It's funny how even the most ordinary objects can become like these little triggers for nostalgia.
For sure. And it's not just about the objects themselves, it's the whole context they were a part of, right? Like Michelle mentions these pay toilets that were everywhere in New Zealand back then. Can you imagine?
Pay toilets.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard of those, but wow, that's a whole other world.
I know, right? And get this, she says they often had attendants and even like washing machines there too. It's kind of blowing my mind thinking about it.
Yeah. It really makes you think about how ideas of public and private spaces have changed so much.
Absolutely. It's a completely different world. Though, you know, even with all that, I'd still take a modern public restroom over some of the situations Michelle describes from her childhood.
What do you mean?
Well, like, remember how she was talking about using dock leaves as toilet paper? She says there were times when you just had to make do with whatever nature provided.
Oh, right. I mean, I guess when you gotta go, right?
Exactly. It definitely makes you appreciate indoor plumbing.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And not just indoor plumbing, but also just having access to basic sanitation. It's easy to forget that's not a given for everyone, even today.
That's a really good point. It's like every detail Michelle mentions just takes us deeper into this whole other way of life. And it makes you wonder, what will people in the future think when they find our, bathroom stuff?
Huh. What, like our super soft toilet paper? Our bidet attachments?
Exactly. What will be the relics of our bathroom habits?
Well, I mean, who knows what amazing bathroom technology the future holds, right?
Yeah.
But, going back to Michelle's post for a second, I thought it was really interesting how she ended it with this question. Would she actually want to go back to the good old days of tougher toilet paper, even knowing all the
Oh,
downsides?
yeah. It's like she's acknowledging that things weren't always better back then, but there's still this part of her that kind of misses it.
Totally. I think a
Right.
lot of people can relate to that feeling. Like, technology definitely makes our lives easier, but sometimes it's fun to think about simpler times.
Yeah, I totally get that. It's like the difference between, say, listening to music on a record player versus streaming it on your phone. They both have their pros and cons, but it's a totally different experience.
Exactly. And when it comes to something like toilet paper, I mean, let's be real. The options we have now are amazing. Like, we've got everything from eco-friendly bamboo toilet paper to those super plush ones with lotion in them. It's kind of ridiculous when you think about it.
It really is. Though it does make you wonder, will people in the future look back on all of this and think we were totally crazy for being so, I don't know, obsessed with soft toilet paper?
Who knows? Maybe they'll be using something completely different that we can't even imagine yet.
Maybe. But it's funny how it's these everyday things that can tell us so much about a particular time and place.
Totally. Like what we value, what we worry about, what we think is normal, it's all there.
Exactly. So, dear listener, as we wrap up our deep dive into the surprisingly fascinating world of toilet paper, we'll leave you with this. Imagine someone in the future finding one of our like crumpled up toilet paper rolls. What would they think?
Right.
Would they be like, "What is this weird soft thing? Did they not have like bidets or something back then?"
Yeah, it's a wild thought. Makes you think, what will be the things that future historians will use to piece together what our lives were like?
It's kind of humbling, right? This thing we use every single day and never think twice about.
I know, right? I mean, it really puts things into perspective. What we think is totally normal now could be totally bizarre to someone in the future.
Exactly. Who knew toilet paper could be such a philosophical topic?
Which just goes to show, sometimes the most interesting stories are hiding in the most ordinary places.
That's so true. Well, on that note, I think we've reached the end of our deep dive for today.
Time to go ponder the mysteries of the bathroom.
Huh. A huge thank you to Michelle for writing in and inspiring this unexpectedly fascinating conversation.
Seriously, thanks, Michelle.
And to you, dear listener, thanks for joining us on another deep dive. Until next time.